This is St. Louis Public Radio. Maybe it was a county fair or an estate sale or just a fundraiser, but you've likely heard this.
I'm a 200 and a quarter, 225, 50, 75, 275, and a 300.
The auctioneer's rhythmic sing-song chant is well known, but how do they learn to do that? The Missouri Auction School has been teaching would-be auctioneers for more than 100 years. St. Louis Public Radio's Maria Altman spent some time at what's become known as the Harvard of Auctioneering Schools.
At Selkirk Auctioneers and Appraisers House in St. Louis's Central West End, an auction is about to take place.
Test, test, one, two, test. Test, test, one, two.
Jeff Jeffers is Selkirk's CEO and principal auctioneer, but today he's conducting a mock auction with the Missouri Auction School, and his students are a little nervous.
You ready?
Might as well.
All right.
Levi Krumi is the first to head up to the big wooden podium. He grabs the gavel, points to a gold platter, and asks his classmates for a bid.
We'll start the bidding off at $100. Can I get $100? Can I get $50? Can I get 50? I got 55 here.
Keeping track of bids and numbers isn't always easy, and Jeffers helps out.
$50 bid now, 55 now, 55.
$50 bid now, 5, now, 5. Would you give me 55? $50 bid now.
Jeffers knows it's nerve-wracking for students in the beginning. 20 years ago, he went through the Missouri Auction School. Now, as a teacher, he sees students like Levi Krumi transform in days.
We start the chant on Sunday morning, and by Monday night, which is 36 hours later, we put them in front of a live crowd and they sell things to a live audience for real money.
Twice a year, about 100 students convene at a Holiday Inn in Sunset Hills for the week-long class. From teenagers to retirees, they take the leap into the world of auctioneering. Peggy Ladd, a St. Louis resident who hopes to do charity auctions, says at first it's pretty scary.
That first chant was kind of like trying to do my ABCs in Russian. I just couldn't get it together. Luckily, 95 of us were in that same boat for the most part, and we just worked through it.
Ladd says they practice from morning until night. Every day, they start out with 30 minutes of number drills and tongue twisters like Betty Botter bought some butter. Paul DeWeese leads the class from the front of a large conference room. He says students come from all over the country and even the world to learn how to be auctioneers.
Missouri Auction School is the oldest and largest auction school in the world. It was founded in 1905. My father was president for over 50 years, and now I'm carrying on that tradition as president of the school.
DeWeese says the success of the school has a lot to do with former students like Jeff Jeffers coming back as instructors. Andy says the American chant they teach is fun to do and gets people bidding.
An auctioneer tends to have a little bit of showmanship in them. They like to be in front of people. But there's also the need to sell a lot of items in a relatively short period of time.
And a $90 bid, now five, would you give me 95?
Back at Selkirk's, Levi Krumi, the one selling that gold platter, is finishing up at the podium.
Sold, $95, number 101.
After the practice auction, Krumi says he's working with an auctioneer in northwest Missouri, doing mostly farm sales and learning the business. He says he signed up for the Missouri Auction School so someday he can fill his boss's shoes.
You just got to take baby steps to learn it. You can't just jump up there and think you know it all. So I have learned a lot, and I'm really glad that I came.
And who knows, in 20 years, maybe he'll be back at the school as a teacher. I'm Maria Altman, St. Louis Public Radio.